this month is the month of liberty. Everybody say liberty. Now, when we're talking about liberty, right? Liberty is not total freedom to go anywhere or do anything as you please. Rather, it is the permission to go or do anything within the limits or specific limits. So when we talk about liberty, we don't mean you can do anything you want or say anything you want. No. It's within a specific limit. When liberty is mistaken for total freedom, it is a perfect storm waiting to rage. You see, in Christ Jesus, you are called to be free. But do not use that freedom to become an excuse to letting your physical desire for self-gratification take over. Instead, let love guide you to effectively apply your freedom in making a positive difference wherever you are. You see, you are free to do anything. How many things are you free to do? But it's not everything that is good. You're free to do anything, but it's not everything that you do that is helpful. You're free to do anything, but you should not let anything become your master and you become the slave. In Christ Jesus, you are free to choose whatever you want. You are free. What did I say? Free. In the Spirit of God, there is liberty. You are free, but the liberty is within a sphere. You are free within a limitation, within a limit. You are free to do whatever. As long as you keep to the bounds, you are free. But this is the thing I want you to remember. Inasmuch as you are free to make any choice you want, you are not free for the consequences of your choice. Am I communicating? You are free to choose anything you want. That's what they call free will. But you are not free from the consequences of your choice. This month, we're talking about liberty. We're talking about the choice that you are free to make and to understand the consequence. God will not force you to do anything, but he will present to you what it is. If you choose, fine. If you don't choose, it's your problem, not his problem. And God will help us indeed in Jesus' name. Therefore, if the Son shall set you free, you will be free indeed. You will experience true liberty in this month in Jesus' name. You will choose correctly as God has chosen for you in the name of Jesus. So get ready for what we're doing in this month. It's a month of liberty. And we will walk in true liberty as God has established for us in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe some people are celebrating their birthdays this month. I know people are doing all kind of beautiful things, but we're going to celebrate everybody in the upper week. Today is just simply a day for us to breathe and, you know, come together and just recharge yourself and get ready for where we're going in this new and beautiful month. I want you to know that God loves you with an everlasting love. Before you were born, he has always thought about your liberty and your freedom. You came into the world and limitations were put around you. But right now, Jesus came back to know that you are not to be entangled in the yoke of bondage anymore, but rather to walk in true liberty. And you will enjoy it indeed in the name of Jesus. If people are succeeding in this land, you will succeed also. In the name of Jesus, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. And you will find what God has already hidden from all, but he will reveal it to you, even in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus. Let somebody shout hallelujah. We say the Lord is good and his mercies endures forever. Even as we go into a time of thanksgiving, I want you to think in your heart about, is there anything that is worthy in your own heart to thank God for? Think for about a moment. Is there anything that you feel you need to show appreciation and gratitude to God for in this month? Things happen. And it might not be pleasant to you, but it might just be God who is doing something that you may feel after him and know him. You may not be in a position to explain what is going on, but I want you to know that God knows all things. He said, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer, supplication, and with what? Thanksgiving. Make your request known unto God, and he will keep your hearts and mind in the peace of Christ Jesus. Somebody is receiving peace this morning in Jesus' name, and he will guide you to that place that he has prepared already for you. So I wonder, is anybody thinking about a reason to want to thank God this morning? Focus on something that you can be grateful to God for. It could be as simple as, I woke up again today. There's hope for me. Focus on something for a moment. For we are going to thank God this morning. We're going to praise him for who he is and what he is. Thank God for who he is and what he is in your life. He will never leave you nor forsake you. When you go through that fire, he has promised, it shall not kindle against you, neither shall it burn you. You go through that water, you will become an instant swimmer, because there's no way you will drown in it. I want you to focus on the fact that the reason why you are still here is because God is not done with you. It's not over yet. Each new day brings new hope. So why not just thank God that today is a new day? And today I know that with God all things are possible. This is the 1st of October, the 10th month of the year. You're highly favored. Your wealth is doubled. Your shame and your disgrace is ended. You are going to live in your own land. And guess what? Your joy will last forevermore indeed in the name of Jesus. I just want you to bow down your heads for a moment and focus. And ask yourself, do I really want to thank God? Is there something to thank God for? Leave the other things that I've not walked alone and focus on the things that I've walked. Focus on the things that you can be grateful for. Thank God for what you will do to accomplish. Thank God for what you will accomplish. Thank God for Johnny Messers. Thank God for your home. Thank God for your husband. Thank God for your wife. Thank God for your children. You don't like your job? Thank God for it, because many will take that job and they will go into a party dance if they have the job you have. You don't like your house? Many are in the shelter. If they can get the kind of house you have, man, it's a mansion to them. Thank God for it. You don't like the land in which you dwell? Go and check the embassy and see number of people are saying, just get me into that country. I don't care. Just get me into that country. Today, oh, I will lift up my voice in praise. Today, oh, I will lift up my voice in praise. For I know you are always there for me. Almighty, mighty God. Almighty God. I say, you are my all in all. No matter what I face.
No matter what I face,
whatever comes my way,
I will praise you, Lord.
No matter what I face,
no matter what I face,
whatever
comes my way,
I will praise you,
Lord.
Today, I will lift up my voice in praise. What shall we do today? Today, oh, I will lift up
my voice in praise.
Cause I know,
for I know,
you are always there for me.
You are always there for me.
Almighty, mighty God.
Almighty God.
You're my all in all.
You are my all in all.
No matter what I face. No matter what I face, every day comes my way, I will praise the Lord.